Sebastian Gorka, Jack Smith's Hidden Victims. By Dr. Sebastian Gorka on August 8, 2023. We're focusing on the wrong aspect of the perennial political persecutions of my former boss, the 45th President of the United States. I want you to spare a thought and a prayer for the invisible victims of this state-sponsored political persecution. Humble, hard-working Americans like President Trump's butler Walt Nauta and Mar-a-Lago's property manager Carlos de Oliveira. Yes, it is beyond an outrage what they are doing to President Trump. From the joint CIA/FBI/NSA Operation Crossfire Hurricane that illegally spied on Trump's campaign 7 years ago, predicated on a smear campaign financed by Hillary Clinton, to the armed FBI raid on Trump's residence at Mar-a-Lago, the political persecutions never stop. The latest assault on the fabric of the republic is Special Counsel Jack Smith's 45-page indictment accusing the president of conspiring against the American voter and subverting the 2020 election. If you haven't read it, you should. But let me save you the time. My friend and former U.S. Army Colonel Kurt Schlichter said that in his 30 years of practicing law, he has never seen a more egregious example of a politically driven federal indictment. To quote the good colonel, all the crimes allegedly committed by the 45th President of the United States are First Amendment-protected activities. If we believe there to be a problem with any U.S. election, not only do we have a right to say that, we have a duty to fight for rectification. As to the deranged Smith's core assertion that President Trump lied about the election being stolen, well, if that's a crime, then practically every leading Democrat from Al Gore to Hillary Clinton, she still says 2016 was stolen from her, should be in jail. Lest you have forgotten just how demented the left has become, here's a delightful montage of Dem polls screaming about stolen elections. And, yes, President Trump is undoubtedly the most politically persecuted politician in modern American history. But he will endure. Trust me. I worked for him. Donald Trump is a force of nature who is fueled by the injustice meted out by the deep state through actors like Smith, Comey, Brennan, et al. Injustice that, as he has repeatedly said, is not really about him. It's about you. He's just in the way. That is why you should consider the invisible victims of this political persecution like Walt Nauta and Carlos de Oliveira. Walt was a colleague of mine in the White House. He's a Navy veteran who served his nation and his commander-in-chief with honor. Now he works at Mar-a-Lago, and because Walt moved boxes of documents that the president was fully in his authority to have, as per congressional statute, Walt was charged as a co-conspirator in Jack Smith's first assault on President Trump's rights and the U.S. Constitution. Carlos de Oliveira was also targeted by Jack Smith simply because he works for the 45th President of the United States. As Hunter Biden was trying to negotiate his sweetheart deal of sweetheart deals for actually committing felonies, Jack Smith decided to file superseding charges in the fraudulent documents case against Mar-a-Lago's head of maintenance, Carlos de Oliveira. Carlos is a man who works with his hands, is working class, and Hispanic. Remember when the Democrats said they fight for the working man, the oppressed, the downtrodden, the exploited minorities? Not anymore. If you dare to work for someone they politically disagree with, or worse, for a man who isn't beholden to the vested political and business interests of the elite, well, then they'll sic their Department of Justice Dobermans on you. Can you imagine being Walt or Carlos? Decent men charged with crimes that bring 300 plus years in prison and bail totaling $100,000? If they didn't have President Trump at their back, it doesn't bear imagining how they would fare. It pains me to say this, as the son of those who escaped dictatorship, but we are on the precipice. Police state tactics have arrived to America. Keep President Trump on his family in your prayers, and especially Walt and Carlos. Then ask yourself what you will do to stand up for the truth. Sebastian Gorka, Ph.D. is host of Salem Radio's America First and the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax TV. A former strategist to President Donald Trump, he is an AMAC contributor. His latest book is The War for America's Soul. Follow him on his Substack page and website.